Welcome to Healthcare Mixtape, where we're curating the ultimate playlist of healthcare content that you may have missed the first time. Here we share bonus episodes and greatest hits from some of our favorite shows, as well as exclusive interviews with industry insiders, all focused on healthcare changemakers and the disruption of the now. This show is produced by Shift Forward Health, the channel for changemakers. Subscribe to Shift Forward Health on your favorite podcast app, and you'll be subscribed to our entire library of shows. One subscription, all the podcasts you need, and it's all for free. I'm Jared Johnson, your playlist curator, and it's time to mix it up. All right, the next in our Greatest Hits playlist comes from a video narrated by Andrew King at True North Custom. Andrew has made a name for himself by producing video montages on pertinent subjects for healthcare digital and marketing professionals. This one covers a lot of ground about consumerism in healthcare from its history to its current state. I wanted to add this to the playlist because it's helpful to understand the narrative around the topic of consumerism. In it, you'll hear Andrew narrating, followed by the voices of five guests that he interviewed: Craig Karchner from Honor Health, Sarah Saldoff from Ohio Health, myself, Matt Gov from Summit Health, and Ben Tingey from Atrium Health. I hope you enjoy it and pay attention to how the changing competitive landscape can be related to ice cream. I encourage you to follow Andrew and True North Custom for more valuable content like this. Check it out. Let the mix begin.
Today, we're talking healthcare consumerism. We spoke with five different experts to find out what got us here and how to get us back on track.
Healthcare was a cottage industry for 1,000 years where the doctor was a god, you didn't question the doc, and then there was an apprentice who did whatever the doc said, and there were no questions.
Until about 2006.
I remember the cover of Time magazine, and the person of the year was you. And it was a computer, and it had a shiny, shimmery face on it. And you looked at it, and it was a reflection of you.
The advent of social media, people being able to rate and review people and specialists online, that wasn't always part of the healthcare experience. It used to be just your primary care doctor referred you to a specialist, and you went and saw the specialist. There just weren't choices.
The word consumerism got a lot of attention without anybody really understanding what the concept meant.
Because of that, everyone approached this shift in three different ways.
Tons and tons of dollars invested in rebranding and big brand advertising campaigns, obscene levels of spending on sports sponsorships, access, creating access to their system and building structures around access. And then there's that third set that really thought technology was going to solve the problem for them. Tons of point solutions, scheduling solutions, registration solutions.
Consumerism came on the heels of digital transformation. So we're adding digital tools to digitize parts of the business system, as well as the patient interactions that are happening. That is such a big process, such a large investment, that it's been easy to forget why we did that in the first place.
The problem is that digital transformation didn't happen because the industry had some light bulb moment about consumer choice.
It's nicer to not have to write on a piece of paper when you go to your annual checkup. But if you have an iPad and it takes you just as long, is it better? Other companies like Amazon or Walmart, the digital experience is not the end. It's the means to the end. It's not the way to engage. It's a mechanism to engage.
Health systems are trying to change. Ben works for a health system with an office that's literally titled Strategy and Transformation Office.
My job description actually said healthcare not preferred, because they were looking for somebody who came from that understanding of customer journeys, understanding where people were dropping out of the funnel.
Health systems assume that they're in this monogamous relationship with their patient, but they're not. Their patient is cheating on them all the time and will continue to cheat on them if it's more convenient, if it's a better experience to go elsewhere.
The world we live in now, your brand is really nothing more than the sum of the experiences that people have with you.
Anyone who works in customer experience in healthcare has caught flack from clinicians for using that term customer. I guarantee it. I did just a couple weeks ago. I had a doctor who was upset about that. But I think the great thing about referring to our customers as customers is it implies competition.
Craig, a person after my own heart, illustrates the changing landscape of healthcare competition with ice cream.
In ice cream, you have the high margin niche specialty. That's your keto ice creams and your Halo Top and whatever else.
Graders, Jenny's, Cool Hot.
And then you have the low end, low margin, quick convenient, your your great value Walmart brand. It's not going to be the best quality, but maybe you don't care. Just get in, get out, and have yourself some ice cream. And the middle is the Breyers, maybe like the Bluebells of the world.
The thing that's going to eat your lunch is the top of the funnel provider.
Amazon, VillageMD, Oak Street Health, Forward Clinic, One Medical, all of these types of competition are eating away at the integrated delivery network's customer base.
So if it's not about using a veneer of consumer marketing tactics, if it's not about creating more access, if it's not about activating a never-ending stream of technology, what is keeping healthcare systems from competing?
The primary hurdle remains inertia. It remains a resistance to movement from the people who, understandably, are still the primary product, right? Doctors. If I were running a healthcare store, the product on my shelves would be physician visits. Those are the things I'm selling. And you can't separate that from the physicians themselves.
When you say, hey, we need to be more customer-centric, it's almost like they're offended. They're like, who do you think we're focused on? You think we're focused on who? Of course we're focused on the customer. I focus on the patient every day. I focus on patients more than you. I'm out there saving lives. That's their attitude. And it's true. When they have their patient in front of them or the patient record in front of them, they are hyper-focused on that patient, on making him or her healthy and doing anything they can to improve the outcomes. Of course I'm customer-centric. But we, outside of that clinical environment, we're thinking, well, yeah, but you're hard to schedule with. You have no appointment availability. I can't check in remotely. The video visit that you tried to get me on, the technology didn't work at all. To us, that's customer experience. That's consumerism.
Healthcare has not been built around consumers. It has been designed around providers and payers.
To be truly consumer-centric, to be truly most efficient at producing a great experience, everybody's got to take a step back to what the patient needs from us.
Talk about the difference between patient centricity and customer centricity and what that means, what the customer is looking for before they become a patient and after they become a patient. What do they want? What are the drivers of satisfaction for them?
What are we doing to make the customer's experience better? Not around that healthcare interaction, which we were consistently rated very highly on, but around all of the other things that make up their experiences.
People don't check their expectations at the door because we're a health system. For far too long, healthcare has gotten the free pass. We blamed it on HIPAA. We blame it on complex data. And all of those things are true, but there have to be ways around it.
In order to compete, we have to focus on convenience, on easy access, easy care navigation, easy access to data, easy to compare resources.
If you start with your customer and you start with the human at the center, it makes everything better. We can change healthcare to really be that consumer-centered place of care for people, then I think that we're all going to win from that.
Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you heard, please spread the word. Tell your colleagues to tune in for all the awesomeness, then leave a review on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen. This show is produced by Shift Forward Health, the channel for changemakers. Subscribe to Shift Forward Health on your favorite podcast app, and you'll be subscribed to our entire library of shows. See our full lineup at shiftforwardhealth.com. One subscription, all the podcasts you need, and it's all for free. And remember, we might have a lot of work to do in healthcare, but we'll get there faster together. Thanks again.